KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. We're watching the Dodgers and the Giants, so we're a little distracted here. I went in and was watching that last inning with Russ, and man, that's a nail biter. One swing and the entire Dodgers season could be over. One swing. Or one swing and they could go play the Braves. It is a very nerve-wracking thing to do when you've been a Dodger fan this long. And any sports fan will attest to this. Like, Crozier, when the Cowboys, were you a Cowboys fan back in the when they had a lot of success in the 70s and 80s?
Yes. Yeah. That's Randy White was my favorite player. Okay. I have a jersey signed by him. Yeah.
So when they go to the Super Bowl, you can't even, you're paralyzed.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's strange, isn't it?
One of the greatest days of my life was 1993 when they beat the Buffalo Bills 52-17 right here in Pasadena, California.
Oh, wow. Did you go?
No. Oh, I haven't been to a Super Bowl now.
So we're in there watching it, and I said, you know, Morgan, do you watch sports? And she's like, she barely knows who I am in there, you know, right? And she said, no, but she played sports. And then her sister goes to Arkansas?
University of Central Arkansas, yes.
All right. But on a scholarship for volleyball.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
She's pretty good.
Is she tall?
She is tall, yeah. I'm 5'10". She's probably 5'9".
5'9".
Yeah.
And I said to her, I said to Morgan, is she a real blood sister? Is she half sister, stepsister? She goes, no, we have the same parents. And Crozier, if I gave you a million guesses, 1 million guesses to guess the names of her mom and her dad, you would by 700,000, you would kill yourself and you would stop.
Because
you would never guess.
Because they're unusual names.
Yeah, because they're, I don't know how to say it.
Like backwards is a good word.
Backwards is a good word, yeah. Her dad's name.
Pat and Chris.
Ooh, good guess.
Her dad's name is Robin, and her mom's name is Mitchell?
Tony.
Close. Tony.
Yeah.
Antonia. Antonia?
Tony.
Antonia.
Tony with an I, too.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah, that makes sense. Like Toni Collette, the actress.
Right, so I said, how long have they been married? She said, they're not married. I'm like, what? They're not married. What do you mean? And they said they just live together.
You know.
I said, oh, so when they go to dinner, does your dad introduce your mom as his wife? And Morgan says, they don't go out to dinner together.
This is a strictly coexisting, Conway.
I'm like, what? I mean, they obviously have this, you know, they share the same room and same bed. And she goes, no, 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 no. They don't share the same room.
Never had the same room.
That your dad's got to write a book on how to pull that off.
Are they together because of you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
I like to give myself all the credit. I brought them together for, you know,
right, because,
a bit.
Because your mom got pregnant.
Right, exactly.
And they stayed together.
Yeah, my little sister, don't know what happened there.
Your mom and dad have never shared a bedroom?
No, not as long as I've been alive.
How close are their rooms to one another? Is it the same house?
Yes, they are in the same house. He hasn't been sent to the guest house yet, so that's good.
Are they on the same floor?
Yeah.
Upstairs?
Just one story.
One house, story, yeah. Okay. And when they say goodnight to each other, one goes one way, the other guy goes the other way.
Yeah.
Do they say goodnight. Things together, like watch TV? And you say they don't go out together, apparently.
They own a business together.
What kind of business?
Car dealership.
Apparently making
used car dealership.
Okay. And are they work at the same place?
Yes.
Is your dad a better used car salesman than your mom?
Salesman?
Yeah.
No. My mom is much nicer.
I see.
He's the mechanic. He knows how to get things done. My mom does more of the, you know.
Do you ever see them hug or like hold hands or?
When I graduated from college, we took a picture and I was in the middle and we all kind of hugged.
That was a wrap, so huh?
I felt their arms touch each other's arms. So.
That's wild.
I joke about it. They do, you know, they love each other because they wanted to stay together and make sure we had a good life as children.
You know what? Tremendous sacrifice.
Absolutely. Their whole lives they sacrificed just to make sure we had a good life.
So are their kids still there?
No, my sister's in college.
So it's still just the
two of you.
They're the only two people living in the house now at this point.
Right.
So there's no real reason for them to be together for you guys at this point,
see,
right?
I thought when my sister went to college that, you know, they'd go their separate ways.
Are you still waiting for that?
Yeah.
But, you know, they probably read online, there's a lot of psychologists that say when you all go off to college and your parents break up, that kids are can handle a death in the family, mm-hmm. a death of one of them, better than they can handle that.
Right. Imagine sending your younger daughter off to college and, oh, by the way,
right, and then
life's going to be different when you come back.
And then the younger daughter thinks that she's the reason they broke up, and right. she can't concentrate on school.
Right. This didn't happen to my older sister, but now.
And yeah. she can't be there for both of them, mm-hmm. and that destroys the kids.
So a lot of sacrifices on their end, but it is funny.
You know, but I really think, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I really think it's great that your parents sacrifice for the two of you. I really do. I envy that.
I can't thank them enough. It's why I have what I have and why I'm independent.
Right.
So, yeah, everything I have is because of them and their sacrifice.
Right. But are they civil to one each other? Like when you guys have dinner, they don't argue the whole time or throw crap at each other?
They're so civil that like they haven't, I have never heard them argue in years, which you hear as a sign like, oh, yeah, if you stop arguing,
that's
bad. The
guy's got his own room.
Right.
Do they have relations with other people?
You don't have to answer that.
I think so, but I don't know for sure.
You don't have to answer that, Morgan.
I think one of them might.
Which one?
One of them.
Your mom?
I hope, but no, I think my dad might.
Is that right? If your dad listens to the podcast, he's right. Kick you so hard in the ass.
This will be the night that he listens.
All of the things that you just talked about, how great they are, you know, what they provided their kids, you know, and all this stuff.
Right.
None of that's negated because, you know, they also have another relationship maybe.
Right. I mean, they've found something that works for them.
Yeah. If they're happy.
You can be a great mom or a great dad and be a lousy husband or wife that cheats. And I've had friends argue with me both ways. I lost a friend over it years ago when I said that. A friend of mine said, dude, you're on another planet. If you think that that a married couple can cheat on each other and still be good parents, you are on another planet. And I said, but they're independent. Like, you can be a good parent and still be bad at tennis, right? They don't have anything to do with one another.
Well, that's why I was wondering about the relations thing, because if it's known, or is it still considered cheating? Like if it's, you know, does the other know if the other one probably is having a relationship or not with somebody else? And does it matter? I mean, you guys have this separate relationship anyways, yet it is together.
Right.
It's fascinating.
So they have this understanding that it's kind of like a don't ask, don't tell, but also they lead their own lives, so, okay. You know.
Do you think they only got together twice, and once they had you and the other one's your sister?
That would be cool. I would love that.
You know what? That would make
this,
that would make the story a lot cooler. So, yeah, I hope so.
All right. That's wild, man. I love that. I mean, there's got to be a book or a TV or like an Instagram or something like that.
You could call it like sleeping on the couch.
You know, whatever it is. But I mean, that lifestyle is so foreign to so many people.
Mm-hmm. Separately together.
Yeah. But it's so honest, too. You know,
yeah, it's hard to explain. So growing up, we'd always just say, oh, yeah, they're married, blah, 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 because they pretty much are, but
so your mom's bedroom is all decked out like she wants it. There's flowers.
Oh yeah, right.
Yes.
And your dad's got sports equipment or whatever on his walls.
Bare walls.
Yes. Yeah. And when I go home, you could tell.
It looks like your dad just moved in.
It's
an bare
walls.
No,
drywall.
There's laundry everywhere. You can tell my mom cleans her room and she doesn't make it to the other side of the house to clean his room.
That's awesome. Fantastic. Man. So, I love that.
That's great. You get a nice little balance of the attitudes on life.
Absolutely. I think. Yeah, well, I don't know if it's helped me, but yeah, it's made me think a little differently.
But at Christmas, everyone gets together for dinner or Thanksgiving? And
oh, yeah, holidays. Like, you know, if I go back home, they're always family holidays. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
But you're still a family.
All right. Very good. Do you ever include that story, like in a podcast or anything you do?
I'll talk about it sometimes with people. It's just kind of, you know, hard to explain, and
yeah,
it's going to take
it.
A whole minute to,
I
you
get
know.
I get it. But that's interesting.
I'm proud of them.
All right, Morgan in for the extremely hungover Bellio. She'll be back on. She's going to be hungover again tomorrow, so she'll be back on Monday. All right, we're live on KFI watching the Dodgers. In the ninth inning, two on, one out, and Cody Bellinger is up to bat. So thank God you're on KFI. You have to be irritated by that. All right, we're live on KFI More Now's Crush. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Man, I apologize for the distraction. I know people listening to KFI right now really don't care about the Dodgers, because if you did, you'd be watching it or listening to it on another station down the hall. But, man, this is a big deal for me. I've been a Dodger fan since I was a baby. I went to my first game in 1969 with my dad and my brothers when I was only 6 years old. And it's a big deal because I can't stand the Giants and I love the Dodgers. And if the Giants beat the Dodgers and go to the National League series, it'll drive me crazy. And if they go on to the World Series and win a World Series, it'll drive me nuts. So the Dodgers are up 2-1 in the ninth inning with two men on, man on second and man on third, with two outs. And it looks like it is. Oh, God, it was close. Man, Beatty made it really close. All right, so it's the inning. The top of the inning is over. They're going to the bottom of the ninth, up by a run in San Francisco. If they hold on to win this, they deserve it. If they don't hold on and lose it, they deserve that as well. You've got to be able to hold a one-run lead in the fifth game and deciding game in a series. You have to hold on to a one-run lead. You have to. And the Dodgers are going to have three outs here, and they can't allow a run. Man, is this going to depress the hell out of San Francisco if the Dodgers hold on.
Just brought out Max Scherzer, who's originally a starter.
No, really?
And they sat Kenley down.
Wait, Scherzer? Scherzer's going to pitch. Right, oh, my God. This has got to be so frustrating for San Francisco. But Scherzer's on, what, 3-4 days rest?
Yeah.
Or maybe less.
Yeah, yeah. But that guy can throw still.
Yeah, he's good, man, this guy.
If they can get, you know, a 1-2-3 inning.
They need 1-2-3, man.
Not a bad look.
Oh, I apologize for how crappy this show is tonight. This will be one of the worst shows of the year because I'm not concentrating on it, on any of it, because I just am a huge Dodger fan since I was a kid. And I, more than that, if this was Dodgers versus Atlanta or Dodgers versus, I don't know, the Cardinals, I would care, but not like this. When they're playing the Giants and they can put the Giants and they can end the Giants season, that's much more interesting to me than watching them play the Cardinals or Diamondbacks or whoever. All right, Dodgers up by a run in the ninth inning. We're going to take a break, and hopefully this game is over and the Dodgers win by 10 and we can start celebrating. Hopefully. I said hopeful. Lee, we're live on KFI and exhausted here. Scherzer is coming to pitch for the Dodgers, and we're live on KFI. More now with Crozier. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Dodgers 2, Giants 1. But the Giants get on a man on board because of a Justin Turner error. It was hit right to him, right between his legs. He grabbed it with his mitt and then fumbled it. And now the Giants have one on. That's a strike. Yes, he's out. Out. Outski. Outski. Down, boys. Two outs. One on. Dodgers. The Giants are down to their last man here. Quite possibly. That's a beautiful pitch. Upper right-hand corner. Good night. Okay, Dodgers have two outs. They're up 2-1. They brought in Scherzer, who's their ace. And this guy is three strikes away, one out away from going to play Atlanta. And if the Dodgers lose to Atlanta, I'll be upset, but not like this. There's a strike. This is so tense.
Sam just walked in and said the Kings game is playing the Dodgers game in the arena right now. And you could hear the crowd going crazy.
Is that right?
At Staples. And I think it's opening night for the Kings, right?
It is. Against Vegas, right? Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I'd love to be at Staples right now. You are a sports fan, man. You're at Staples watching the Kings while this is going on. Oh, no. Okay. Two strikes. 0-2. No balls. two strikes, one on, two outs, 2-1 Dodgers. And Scherzer is pitching to Flores. Remember, Flores blew it in the second game by being tagged out third for the final out. And that cost him some momentum.
The Giants fans out there have their hands over their mouths.
Oh, my They're God. This is so close. Dodgers are one strike away. Oh, did he go?
Oh,
he did! He did! He went around! Dodgers win! Dodgers win!
Woo!
Dodgers win!
Woo-hoo!
Dodgers win! On a check swing! I'd like to see that again. I don't know if that was a strike or not. I don't know if that was a swing or not. I don't know. I'll take it, though. Dodgers win! Dodgers win 2-1. They advance to the National League Championship Series. Wow, this guy Webb has got to be so pissed. The ace on the Giants, he pitched two flawless games, and he's not going on to the National League Championship Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers are. LA Dodgers are off to the National League Championship Series. There's nobody in Los Angeles that is happier than Don Martin.
My man.
Don Martin is the happiest man on earth right now.
My man.
As a matter of fact, let's get Don Martin on the air. Let's try to get Don Martin on the air and just listen to how excited this man is. He's the program director.
I don't know that I would trust his language right now.
He's the program director for the Dodger station, which is our sister station down the hall, 570 AM.
He's got to be there, right?
He's got to be at the game.
Yeah, he's got
to
be.
He has to be.
Yeah, he was in San Francisco last week, so.
Yeah, he was. Remember, he took a Southwest home and got screwed on the on the flight. You know, he had to take a different flight at a different time to a different city. But Scherzer comes in and. It should have been 1-2-3, but there was an error on Turner. And Russ, Turner is now his heart can beat again.
Oh, yeah.
If one of these guys had hit it out and Turner cost them the game, he could have never worn a Dodge uniform again. He would have been so mortified. The Giants are depressed out of their mind. They're sitting in their dugout with their heads in their hands.
Get Gary Hoffman on the phone.
Yeah, let's try to get Don Martin on the phone. Do you have Don's number? I got his number. Get Don on the phone.
Get Don on the phone.
I can't read this crap anymore. Get Don on the phone. That is so great. Did he go around? I don't know if he did or not. Crozier, look at this. Yeah, I guess he did. Yeah, he crossed the plate with that bat. Wow.
No, it's a tough angle
just
to tell.
Just barely. I wouldn't have called him out on that. I would have made him, you know, because that's a judgment call.
Yeah.
Whether he went around like that.
I think so, too.
Oh, that my God. And the Dodgers celebrating on the Giants field.
Woo.
They'll never forget that. They'll never forget that. Those Giant fans who are at the game right now, they'll always remember this game. They'll always remember the Dodgers celebrating it on. Oh, is that him?
Yep.
Don Martin, you're on KFI.
Oh, my God.
How See,
there is a
base,
there is a guy up there that watches baseball and said, you know what? You can't cheat this team like this. Come
on
now.
Oh, man. You know, thank God.
Two 109 winners. Look at this. Whew.
Thank God for Justin Turner that this went the right way.
Well, I mean, yes, absolutely. Now, but remember, JT stood in there, let him hit him pretty good, so he got on first base so that he scored that second run. So, you know, he helped it, and then he hurt it. I mean, once again, that was a bad hop, his feet in the wrong place.
Yes.
But Justin Turner, you know, 100 times out of 101 is going to get that out.
Yep.
I mean, he's still the leader of this team. The reason they won tonight is because he took that hit in the shoulder and made it to first.
Yeah, you're right.
But
sure.
What a gutsy game by both teams.
Wow. You must – I hope we have it on video or audio when the Dodgers won, your reaction to it.
Oh, my God. Robin says, you got to go on the air. I said, I might cuss. I mean, I just was like, are you kidding me? I mean, this is one of those moments that it's just like, F-bombs are fine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what this is all about.
Crozier, we said, hey, let's get Don on the phone. And Crozier goes, I don't know if this is a good time. You know, Don's got some colorful language.
Amen to Croz.
This is so great. I mean, what a day for 570 a.m. Where you have Petros and Money doing a live remote in Burbank talking about the Dodgers all day long. Then you hand it over to Vasse and to Cates. And then you got Charlie and Rick Monday. And then the Dodgers win in the ninth inning. I mean, it couldn't have gone better for the Dodgers or for 570 AM.
You know what, my brother? We got four more.
Yes,
that's all
at
I'm
going to
say. Come on.
At
Bring
least
on
four
Atlanta.
More.
Let's go. We got four more. Let's go to Atlanta. Let's see if we take care of business. And then all those naysayers out there saying, oh, look, you won your ring in a 60-game season.
Right.
Can all eat blank. You know what I'm saying? Because by that time, we now go win a second one.
Right.
Here we come, Dodger Nation. We're coming back. We're not finished yet.
And, Don, every single fan that was at the Giants game tonight will remember this forever. The Dodgers celebrating on their turf will never be forgotten.
You know what's interesting about this? Vin Scully said it earlier today. This going into tonight's game was the single greatest setup game in the history of Dodgers baseball. When you had two 109 game winners going against each other, this was a slugfest. This was a heavyweight fight tonight. You win by one game.
Right.
So, I mean, by one run, I should say. So now the Dodgers, who lost the regular season to the Giants by one game, now win this series by one. It's crazy what this was. What a tremendous series.
And Dave,
our San Francisco fans, they shouldn't put their head down today.
Right, but Dave Roberts, I mean, the way he handled the opening pitching sequence and then to bring Scherzer in at the end is just remarkable.
Had he blown this, that switch up of Julio would have been the thing that took him down for the rest of his life.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So God is watching over Dave Roberts as well.
So when I'm sure the promos are already starting on 570 a.m. When's the first game? Is it this weekend?
Saturday. Saturday, we have a Saturday game and a Sunday game in Atlanta, then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday back here in Los Angeles. Hopefully we don't need all three of those. Hopefully we go take care of business and knock these guys out in the first two games.
Yeah.
Remember, we won a dozen more games than these guys in the regular season.
Right.
The two teams that should have been playing in the NLCS just played tonight.
But ultimately, for the cash register over at 5:70 a.m., you want to see
Bill Handel in there.
You want to see a seven game series.
You know, for the cash register right now, just give me the four. I'm there. We're good. Come
this
on, baby.
Is so
I mean,
great.
This is borrowed time right now. This is wonderful. Let's go,
man. I tell you, there's nobody that sells this team and has his guys on the air talking about the Dodgers all day long leading up to this game. It is a full-day experience, this game. You know, before, when the Dodgers were on another station here in L.A., you tuned it in, and they had all their talk shows. Nobody was talking about the Dodgers until the Dodger game came on. But now everybody, all the shows are talking about the Dodgers as it starts, and it's a full-day experience now.
Well, it's because we are the Dodgers. Okay, I mean, and will be for as long as I'm alive. So, they own part of the station now as well because we took care of that business.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's a great, great partnership. And you cannot have a better relationship and a better brand in with you than the Dodgers. I mean, look at this. I mean, this city is now going nuts again.
And also, if you go to basketball, football, hockey, nobody has a radio with them. You go to Dodger Stadium, and tons of people have a radio with them.
Well, you don't even need a radio anymore, Tim. You can just listen on your phone as we stream every game on the iHeart app in HD, so you can listen to it wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations.
Just take us with you.
Buddy, congratulations. I know you work your ass off to try to get this, get to this day where you have this kind of success over there with the Dodgers. You deserve every ounce of it, and it couldn't have been happening to a better guy, man. I'm really happy for you.
Well, I love you, brother. You know that. And thank you to everybody on KFI for always having our back as well. All the love in the world. Go Dodgers!
Yes! Ding dong with these Dodgers. All right, thanks, Don. I really appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, Bob.
Goodbye, guys.
All right, there he goes. Don Martin. Wow! Dodgers win! Dodgers win! And by the way, Russ, you know, we were on the air when they beat the Cardinals.
That's right.
And we're on the air when they beat San Francisco.
That's right.
I would keep me on the air on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, bring us in on Saturday and do the show.
Well, Neil's going to be on the air during the game, so.
Yeah, maybe Neil will give him a good luck.
Right? How about that?
Oh, my God. The Dodgers win. They beat the Giants, and they're going to the National League Championship Series by one run. That is unbelievable. The Dodgers have won 110 games this year. San Francisco won 109. They were tied at 109 until about 20 minutes ago. Dodgers win. Dodgers win. And they've just taken the team photo on the field in Giant Stadium. That stings. Because I've seen it before at Dodger Stadium when the opposing team does it. It stings, and it stings hard.
Yes.
Very hard.
Very hard.
Wow. We are live on KFI AM 640. More now with Crow. KFI AM 640. It's Conway's show. George Norrie's with us. George, how about them Dodgers?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Huh? The Cardinals fired their manager today in St. Louis.
Wait, the Cardinals just fired their manager?
Yep, they fired him several hours ago.
Oh, my God. What a cutthroat business, huh?
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's
tough. What's on tonight's program?
On the show? Let me tell you what's going on. The first couple hours, we're going to talk about the U.S. government's secret UFO program. Great stuff coming up. And then a psychic talks about the worldwide events on Coast to Coast.
I'll be watching it or listening while I'm watching the replay of the Dodger game, drinking.
And celebrating.
That's right. All right, man. I appreciate it.
See ya.
All right, thanks. There he goes, George Norrie and Coast to Coast. Yeah, ding dong with him. Dodgers win. They won 2-1 tonight. They go on to play the Atlantas, and that game starts on Saturday. So, got to listen to 5:70 a.m., the home of your Los Angeles Dodgers. 5:70 a.m., and the Dodgers are going on to the National League Championship Series. It'll be the lead story on all the local news stations tonight. Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7. Channel 9, Channel 11, all of them, right? Everyone will be celebrating a Dodgers victory. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Atlanta versus the Dodgers. That's old school, right? And with Atlanta, I'm not even that crazy if Atlanta beats the Dodgers. I would care about one-tenth of how of what that means to me compared to tonight. The Dodgers needed to beat the Giants. That was our World Series just now. If we beat Atlanta, fine. If we go to the World Series, fine. But Dodger fans, you know what I'm talking about. We just won our 2021 World Series. If the Dodgers lose to Atlanta or if they lose in the World Series, you're still going to have some bit of happiness that the Dodgers did not lose that game tonight. It would have been depressing as hell to watch San Francisco celebrate on their home turf and watch these long faces with the Dodgers coming back to Los Angeles. I wonder if they come back. Crozier, you think they'll come back tonight, right?
Oh, I'd imagine they probably would. I can't imagine they're going to want to hang around San Francisco tonight.
Yeah, you're right.
Gotta dodge.
And if they fly into LAX, you can fly in 24 hours a day. They can't fly into Burbank. But if they fly into LAX, there's going to be people waiting for them.
Yeah.
You got to find out where that
you
is.
You might be. You had that look. You got a little glint in your eye there as soon as you said that.
I might slide down
like,
there.
Bing, bing.
Yeah. I don't know where they come in and where they land. I guess I could find out, right? I could just call, you know, David Vasse, and he'll tell me.
There you go.
Yeah. But David Vasse and Cates, man, those are the guys that do the pregame, postgame, and all the interviews with the Dodgers. They're huge, huge-ass fans.
Are they both here? perchance?
I think Vasse is up in San Francisco.
He went up with
him.
Yeah,
okay. But I think Cates is here.
So that changes during the postseason for him?
Yeah. But you know what's really weird? I was listening to 570 AM during a commercial break here on KFI, and it is a whole day of talking Dodgers leading up to a Dodger game like this. You know, all the shows from Fred and Rodney, they're, you know, all the way through Petros and Money, Vic the Brick, and then Cates and Vasse. It's a whole day of Dodgers, and you get that feel that, you know, that you can, you know, go into Home Depot and come out and get a little more Dodger talk. You can go and, you know, get yourself a Philly cheesesteak and come out and get a little more Dodger talk. It's great. It's so much better than when the Dodgers used to be with KBC, because KBC would just run all their regular shows, some of them syndicated, and then all of a sudden, boom, the Dodger game came on. But this is a whole lead up to it on 570 AM. All the fans calling in, Petros and Money celebrating these Dodgers, Vic the Brick coming on with his predictions and his haiku. It's a great time to be a Dodger fan. And the Dodgers win 2-1 on a check swing that looked like a bad call. I'll admit that. But it was a great game, a great victory. And now the Dodgers go on to play Atlanta.
It is, as a Dodgers fan all of my life, even living on the East Coast, it's nice to see them finally having a sustained amount of real success.
Yes,
I mean,
you're right.
88 was a long damn time ago.
Well, it was so long ago that there are kids who are already married and starting their careers who've never seen a World Series victory.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
How old, Russ was how old in 88?
Yeah, how old are you, Russ?
I was 11.
Yeah, so you remember it, but I mean...
Yeah, just Little League stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a little different than when you were 11.
But like if you were born like if you were born in 84, right? And you were 4 when the Dodgers won it, you don't remember that. You don't remember the Dodgers winning it.
Right.
And so you're now, you know, in your 30s with a career and family, and you'd never seen the Dodgers World Series up until last year.
Yeah, man.
And now, back-to-back
one of the most exciting games you've seen in...
I bet
I don't know how long.
That is right up there. I would put that up there in the top 2 or 3 most exciting Dodger games I've ever seen. Tonight's game is what right up there. 100%.
Nail biter.
Yeah, go Dodgers. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.